Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
With me today is Anthony Nicholas, CEO of Osteopathy Australia, and we will be talking about Australians turning their back on pain. Good day, Anthony.
Good morning.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having us.
It was said that 1 in 6 Australians suffer from back pain, and it's the third leading cause of disease in Australia.
Well, truly. And most people who present at an osteopath are probably presenting because they've got some form of pain, and frequently that is back pain. And that's not surprising as we start to lead more sedentary lives. Many of us sit at a desk for way too many hours a day, and perhaps not giving enough exercise or movement to prevent that back pain.
Some would get the wheat bag and put the hot wheat bag in the back or a cold compress, but many of us would just grab that bottle and get a painkiller.
Yeah, and what we're seeing from data is there's been a huge increase in the prescribed painkillers, but also off-the-shelf painkillers that Australians are consuming. And that's fine for some forms of pain, but actually evidence has shown that, especially for back pain, that paracetamol or ibuprofen are actually not effective for back pain. And while they're safe to use in small doses, strictly as recommended, there are some risks associated with them if you overuse them or take too many of them, including with paracetamol, the risk to your liver health, and with ibuprofen. Most people are aware that it can be quite harsh on your stomach, especially if you suffer from reflux or have an ulcer. But also, modern research is showing that there may be some link between ibuprofen and heart health, so people need to consider that as well.
As an osteopath, what would you do if someone presents themselves to you with chronic pain?
Chronic pain is very different to sort of acute pain. So acute pain is where you've pulled a muscle, it's all of a sudden, or you've sprained an ankle, or you've got some sudden onset of pain. And obviously that's quite different to chronic pain. But quite often if people don't treat acute pain to start off with, it can become chronic pain. And so if you're still suffering with pain after a couple of weeks, it's really important that people think about going and seeing a health practitioner like an osteopath or their GP and finding out what might be some of the underlying cause of that pain. And some chronic pain can be solved through exercise, some stretching, and a proper diagnosis to see whether it's a musculoskeletal reason for that pain. And so an osteopath would assess the way you move and sit, how your body moves, how there's any tightness in certain muscles or joints to see whether that's some of the underlying reasons for you having pain. But if after that they realise that none of those indicate what that pain is, they're probably going to refer you off to a GP or a specialist to have further investigation to see what might be the underlying cause. But for many people, it will be simple things like watching how they sit, moving a bit more, perhaps having some manual therapy like osteopathy to treat tight muscles or constricted joints that might be contributing to that pain.
So when you say manual therapy, would that be like exercise, massage?
A whole range of things. Part of what makes osteopathy fairly unique is they consider that part of their treatment regime is all of those things. It's about how you're eating. It's a bit around how you're active or not, how you're sitting, how the feel of your body. If you have a sore leg, that you might be favouring another leg, and that leads to back pain because of the way your body is moving. So a manual therapist, whether they're a physiotherapist, an osteopath, a chiropractor or a myotherapist, have a range of different techniques they use that would be a big overlap across those professions. But really some of it is around that stretching of the muscles, that soft tissue massage. It might be manipulation of joints to make sure that they're not locked up and too tight. And so it's a whole range of different techniques that people will use to try and get your body to be soft and flexible again.
So it is a non-drug treatment?
Yep, definitely. It's not that they're anti-drug. Obviously, there are a whole range of pharmaceuticals that are useful for a whole range of conditions, but really osteopathy focuses on our body as a unit is always trying to heal itself. And if we can help the body to do that by making sure the muscles are nice and soft, the joints aren't restricted, then, of course, our blood can flow more easily, lymphatic drainage occurs better, there's no restriction, and so the body is in its best position to try and help heal and recover from injury.
So what are the top three tips that you can give us to avoid that back pain?
Back pain can be quite complex, and the more they research it, the more they realise that actually most people have back pain because of multiple different factors. It's rarely just one thing. But some of the things that, you know, if you suffer from back pain, keep active. The more you keep moving around, the better it's actually going to be for your back pain, and that's right from the start. If you suddenly get back pain, some of the worst thing you can do is just go and sit down or lay down for a while. It's about that. Keep movement going. If you have a very sedentary job, think about getting up from your desk, having a bit of a stretch and a move around every half hour. If initially, you know, you're in severe pain, then perhaps take paracetamol or ibuprofen. But like I said, for lower back pain, there's doubt that they're actually effective for that sort of pain. But also, the more active you are and the more you think about your posture and how you move, the more likely you are to avoid back pain.
Especially to the many workers who are in front of the computer and typing away for 8 hours a day.
Well and truly. And osteopaths would say, you know, a lot of the people that present for them are desk jockeys who are sitting with potentially bad posture, hunched over a computer for too long. And obviously that gradually leads to tired or stressed muscles, constricted joints, and eventually that is going to lead to chronic pain.
And for the women who have really nice bags, nice and a bit of on the heavy side?
Carrying a Birkin around, you mean? It's like, obviously, the larger a bag is, the more likely you are to carry it on one side or the other, is going to contribute to stress on your body, which is why for young children and growing teenagers, a backpack is much better than a one-sided bag. And likewise, but for anybody, if you carry a large weight, whether it's a large handbag or something else, on one side, you have to think about, we all know, you sort of compensate with your body by either lifting your shoulder or bending your back slightly. And as you do that over time, it's going to have an impact on how your muscles respond to that. And some people you see who do that for years almost end up with, you know, quite tight muscles and joints on one side of their body from carrying that extra weight.
And those who like to wear very nice shoes, stilettos.
Yep, osteopaths generally, although, you know, and 60% of the profession is female, but they say that, you know, high heels, if you wear high heels all the time, actually what you're doing is shortening the muscles in your lower leg. And so it really is that matter of there's nothing wrong with wearing them now and then, but like everything on your body, you want to think that you've got a good variation. So wear some flat shoes, wear no shoes when you've got the opportunity, wear high heels, but not for too long, and certainly not if you're going for a hike. Not for walking long distances. So just think about making sure that you keep that variation in your footwear so that the muscles don't get used to only operating where you're walking on a heel, and therefore the muscles in the legs are shortening, and that means obviously when you're then walking flat-footed, they're more prone to actually pulling a muscle or stressing the lower leg.
And that's the same for men as well, isn't it? Not that they wear stilettos, but reasonable shoes.
It's sort of, and a lot of it is just common sense, really, but it's that matter of the more varied you are in your movements, the more varied you are in what you do each day, the less likely you are to stress certain parts of your body. So think about varying your footwear. Think about how you're going to move without footwear on. Think about if you always carry a bag, but you only ever carry it on your right-hand side. Well, perhaps you need to carry it, you know, alternating so that you're carrying it on both sides. So all simple things, but they can actually contribute to reducing your pain.
So these are the things that we should consider next time we reach for that painkiller.
Well and truly. And especially for times where you think, is this, we're all blanketed with marketing around take the tablet. But just be aware that for some things, they're just not actually effective for, and probably we all saw the recent $6 million fine for one of the well-known companies because their marketing was misleading. They were labelling products that actually would have no more effect than people taking a placebo.
Thank you very much, Anthony Nicholas from Osteopathy Australia, for your time.
Great, thank you.
SBS, SBS,
SBS,
SBS,
SBS Radio.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.